last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Zainab Askari. Dear listeners, as you know, we had been discussing in this program about Imam Mahdi, the fake claimants, the prophetic way of life, the Mahdiyat way of life, and today again, we'll be discussing a very interesting topic, that is the responsibilities of the lovers of Imam. Is it enough to love Imam, or do we have some responsibilities on our shoulders? So on that note, today in our studio, we have with us a researcher on Islamic sciences, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome to our program, The Last Savior.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
It's a pleasure for us to have you with us on our show. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. Like, we are the lovers of Imam, but in the absence of Imam or like whenever Imam comes, are there any responsibilities on the lovers of Imam?
First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about this important concept and issue. Among the followers of the school of Ahl al-Bayt and Muslims in general, they have always been thinking on what are their duties and responsibilities at the time of the occultation and at the time of ghaibah of Imam of the age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In case at the time of his advent, they have already been prepared for the arrival of the Imam. So what are those responsibilities that they need to act upon to prepare themselves for this great event that definitely with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will happen? There are some responsibilities that we shall talk about them one by one, inshallah, in this series of shows, and we shall talk about these responsibilities one by one. So I just want to list some of the responsibilities that a duty-bound person, duty-bound Muslim, actually have to abide himself to those responsibilities. Then, inshallah, we shall go to each of them to dissect what do they really mean and what they really are going to be meant. The first responsibility that a real follower of Imam Zaman alayhi salam needs to know about is his ma'rifah of Imam, mm-hmm. to have a knowledge of who the Imam is.
Right.
That is, to know whom he is waiting for.
Right.
That is the reality of that great entity that he is waiting for. Look, when we are going to perform the pilgrimage as ziyarah of the Masumin and Infallibles Imams, we are asking them in their ziyarah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ma'rifah of your ziyarah.
Right.
So when you are talking to somebody, when you are actually respecting someone, it means that you have already known about who this person is, about the personality of that person that you are visiting. So it is important because it gives you a sort of understanding how to talk about and how to talk to that great entity and personality. The next duty and personality of the followers of the Imam at the time of occultation is to know about the greatness and the status of Imam. Mm-hmm. It is, you might say that, okay, we know, we have the ma'rifah, we have knowledge, so it means that we have the same knowledge about his greatness and status. No, these are two different points.
Okay.
Once you know whom you are waiting for, then you know about Imam himself. Look, the concept of infallibility is something, and now it's true that Imam is infallible. But now the status of Imam Zaman as Imam Zaman, not as, for example, the 11th Imam, or the, let's say, the first Imam. So Imam Zaman as Mahdi, as Imam that we are waiting for, and to know about his status, which has been promised by the Prophet and all the previous Imams. So
right.
This is, again, the second point that we need to talk about. The next point or the next responsibility that we have and we need to actually pay attention to at the time of occultation is to rely on the rope of wilayah. So what is wilaya? Inshallah, we shall go through the concept of wilaya, yeah, different types of wilaya, and to know that we are the ones who have to cling to this rope of wilaya to be saved, inshallah. The next responsibility that we are going to look at and discuss here is the concept of awaiting the imam. Mm-hmm. That is, waiting for the arrival of the imam. So this is, right, again, this status of being waiting for a person to come itself is respected and is valued.
Right.
So we have to actually revive this status inside ourselves.
Right. Dr. Alivi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior from the IRIB English Radio. Today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Ali Alavi, with whom we are discussing the responsibilities of those who are waiting for Imam. What are their responsibilities? And for now, Dr. Alavi said that there are certain responsibilities. He named some, which we'll be discussing one by one. One was mu'arifat, or like knowing Imam. The other was knowing the position and status of Imam. And another responsibility that Dr. Alavi said was to cling on the rope of wilaya. Dr. Alavi, please continue.
We have also mentioned the concept of intidhar itself, to be waiting for the imam. This concept should be all waiters of the imam that we, right, shall talk about. Work on ourselves to self-purify, to correct ourselves first. I mean, we have to start purification from ourselves first. The, yeah, next step again is to start this purification in the society level, that is, reforming, starting some reformations in the societies.
True.
Well, how does it happen if we have first corrected ourselves and have done self-purification? Then the next step would be much more easier to be effective in the society that we are living in. To the extent that we distinguish what our duties is, we need to actually play our role in the society. The next step, or the next, let's say, one of the other duties that we are going to talk about, inshallah, in this series of shows, is about the preparation readiness, mm-hmm, even in the sense of media preparation or military preparation.
All right.
So we have to prepare ourselves. Why do I bring these two together? That is military and media. Because, mm-hmm, media is working like a military,
right,
weapon,
right,
this time.
True.
So we have to be prepared for the arrival of Imam alayhi salam in this sense as well. The next point is to remember Imam every day and every moment. We have that the remembrance of Imam alayhi salam has its own benefit and blessings.
Right.
Anyone who remembers Imam in a daily basis, in a, let's say, in an hourly basis, the barakat and the blessings of that can be shown in his or her life. So, again, based on the hadith and riwayat, we have been asked to remember Imam alayhi salam. One more point that I want to refer to, that is the love and affection towards Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right.
To love him. You might say, okay, we remember him, he's going to guide us. What is the need for that, to love him? No, we have been asked to love the Ahlul Bayt.
Right.
Allah as-salikum alayhi.
So it is a responsibility.
This is a responsibility.
All
Even
right.
Quran itself actually has defined it, the love of the Holy Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Prophet to tell the people that I do not anything for the mission that I have taken for you people, just to love my family. So this is a duty of the people, Muslims, and all the duty bounds at the time of occultation to love him.
Right.
And the next point that we will touch upon and discuss is to have a status of grief at the parting of the imam, at the time that we are distant from imam.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have the love of imam in case that we are far from him, so we have to feel this sort of grief inside
right.
ourselves. So this is again another point. And the last point that we shall talk about is the dua and prayer and supplications.
Mm-hmm.
To perform du'as and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the advent and arrival of imam. These are the points that we shall
be discussing one by one,
on the duties of the duty bounds or mukallafin or the people who are waiting for the arrival of imam alayhi salam.
Right. So I'll again list up the duties that you said that we as Muslims have towards our imam. One is to know imam, and then is to know the status and position of imam, then was to cling to wilaya, and then was to wait for his arrival. Then you said there is self-purification, and then you said readiness, which you discussed as military readiness or media readiness. You separated the two terms, and remembrance, love and affection, status of grief when we are far away from imam, and the last was supplication or dua.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, O Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Mr. Alavi, let's expand these responsibilities. I'll come to the first term that you said, mu'arifa. You yeah. said mu'arifa, which means to know someone, like knowing imam. Can you expand the term, how is knowing imam a responsibility?
Yeah. The first point that we are going to talk about is ma'rifa, knowing imam, talk about the existence of imam. I want to refer to one of the famous ahadith, which is common between different denominations in Islam world, even between Sunnis and Shias. That is, hadith has been narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet says, "Man mata wa lam ya'rif imam zamanihi mata mitat al jahiliyyah." Anyone who dies and has
not know the imam
known
of his time,
the imam of his time,
dies
it is
ignorant.
As if he dies at the death of
ignorance
or jahiliyyah. So, you see, who is the imam of our time? This is not only for this time.
Right.
Every era, every time that a people, a person is living, he has an imam or proof of God, hujjat of God, hujjatullah on the scene of the earth.
Right.
So the person has to know who is the imam of his time. So who is our imam of our time? Let's make this question a little bit more difficult. Who was the imam of the time for Lady Fatima salam Allah alayha?
Right.
Yeah. Who was the imam of her time? So it means that she knew the imam of her time. Anyone knows who is imam of his or her time. He has to know at least.
Importance gets very much clear when we go through the verse in Surah Isra, which says that each group that will be coming up on the Day of Judgment will be known by his imam.
That's
like in this world, we are known by our name, our passport, our identity cards, and so many other different
true.
Things, date of birth and other things. But on the Day of Judgment, we won't be known by these things.
Exactly.
Our identity will be by our imam.
Very true. Thank you for this beautiful reference to the verses of Quran. Yeah, everyone will be known by the imam when at the time that is they are going to be resurrected.
All right.
So everyone is going to be known by the imam that he was following or she was following at the time of her life or his life.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the capacity to learn more about imam, to know more about imam. Thank you so much for being with us. This was our first episode with you. Inshallah,
thank you very much.
We'll be continuing the responsibilities in our next episodes. Inshallah, we'll see you next time in next episode. Until then, this is Zainab Askari with her whole team saying goodbye.